what I want us to do. I want us to dive into the Word of God together this morning. If you will, turn in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 3, and we're going to be looking at verses 5 and 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And here's what I would like for us to do. We're not in one place together this morning, but we are together in spirit. We are united in the Lord. And so right there where you are in your home, in your office, take your Bible or your copy of the Word of God, open it to Proverbs 3 and verse 5. And if you would at this time, I want you to stand. It may seem a little awkward, but what I'd like for you to do is stand in honor of the reading of God's Word and in a way that shows solidarity, that we are together even though we're not in the same place, under God's authority and under the authority of God's Word. And so I'm going to read, and then let's remain standing for prayer. The Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path." I want to share a message with you this morning entitled, "The Pathway Through Pandemic." The Pathway Through Pandemic. Let's stand, continue standing, so that you're participating with us this morning, and let's pray. Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you for your Word. And Lord, these are some strange days where we are somewhat confined to our homes, and we are not able to spend much time together in one another's presence, but we are here this morning together and in your presence. And so, Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts through your Word, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, turn there to Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. We're going to pick up there in just a moment. The word pandemic has recently been a word that has captivated our thoughts and caused, in some circles, quite a bit of panic. When the word was first used in reference to the spread of the coronavirus, it had to be explained. Attaching the word pandemic to the spread of the virus did not imply that it had somehow become more severe in nature, but that it on me. Lean on me, it says there in verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Lean not. The word for lean here, the meaning is similar to the meaning of another Hebrew word that's found in parts of Scripture that describes a king or a master going into a party or an event and literally resting on his friends. Resting on his friends. And so here in this verse, the thought seems to be that we are to rest in God's wisdom and not our own. It's a renunciation of self. It's against the idea of intellectual arrogance and a reliance on God's wisdom and God's Word. It's a comparison between the wisdom and the revelation of God. And there's a great distinction to be made. A great distinction to be made between what we know and what God knows. First of all, our understanding of things is limited, and it is tainted by sin. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12 says, "There's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end is the way of death." You see, when it comes to our understanding, we tend to justify our behavior for selfish reasons. When it comes to our understanding of things, we tend to rationalize in ways that produce our desired outcome. We apply simple logic to most everything in life, And sometimes that's good. But the reality is God's ways often supersede simple logic. Second thing you need to know about our understanding is that it just does not compare to the wisdom of God. In Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 8, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." It is at times like these that we have a tendency to lean on our own understanding and try to figure things out by ourselves. I mean, it's sort of like being hit by something and having to get up and reorient yourself. You're kind of disoriented, and the first thing you do is you begin to try to figure out how to fix things or how to correct things. But the reality is, we do not have all the answers for all the questions that are being asked at this very moment. We need the wisdom of God. And let me tell you who else needs the wisdom of God. President Trump needs the wisdom of God. The government needs the wisdom of God. Doctors and nurses and scientists, they all need the wisdom of God. And so we should pray for them. What is it that God is saying on March the 29th, 2020, while there is a stay-at-home directive? What is it He's saying to us in our homes this morning? He's saying, trust me, lean on me, be supported by my wisdom and by my word. And the last thing it says is that we are to acknowledge Him. Let me just read all of it together. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. In all your ways acknowledge Him. God's saying, acknowledge me. What does that mean? That means make me first priority in your life. Acknowledge me. Make me the center of all that's happening in your life. It says, acknowledge in all of your ways. So that means in all of our practices, in all of our behaviors, in all of our relationships, in every area of life, He is saying, submit to me. Now, here's a question. Is it possible that at this moment in time, we are discovering areas of our life that we had not been acknowledging Him? It means to acknowledge Him as Lord, as sovereign ruler over all of the universe and over all of our lives, every part. Is it possible that God has slowed things down to the point that we are having to take a good look at ourselves and at our marriages and at our families and ask ourselves, have we submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ in these areas of our lives? Have we acknowledged Him in our marriage? Are we acknowledging Him first in the raising of our children? Are we acknowledging Him first with our business, with our money? You see, everything's having to be reevaluated right now. And so there's this idea that we need to come to Him and acknowledge Him as Lord of all and the one who is taking care of us and blessing us all of these days and in the days to come. So here's what I'd say. Right now, there is a strong spiritual nudge moving us to the point of acknowledging Him in every area of our lives. We are being forced to slow down to the point to where people will either become resentful for what they think they deserve but no longer have, or people will become very grateful and more cognizant of their dependence on God to supply their every need. We must remember what Job said, "The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away." To Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6 and verse 33, it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Let me ask you this morning, are you trusting Him with all of your heart? And if you're not, why not? Are you completely depending on His wisdom? Are you leaning on Him? Are you surrendered to Him in all of your ways? Because here's what He's saying to us through this text this morning. In the midst of a global pandemic, while the coronavirus is spreading, and we are taking shelter in our homes for safety, for ourselves and our families and for others, here's what He's saying in the midst of this. Trust me. Lean on me. Acknowledge me. Submit to me. Surrender to me. And I will clear the way for you. A path. I will clear a way for you, a pathway through pandemic. The Bible says He will direct your path. He doesn't tell us how. He doesn't tell us when. He doesn't tell us that it will be easy and without struggle. But He promises that He will. He promises that He will. Some of you heard me talk about my experience backpacking last year. It had a tremendous experience. My oldest daughter, Maggie, and I decided to backpack on the beaten path. It's a 26-mile hike, if you will, that goes from Cook City to East Rosebud Lake in Roscoe. And so I'm just going to tell you up front, we made plans and we prepared, but here's what you need to know. It didn't go exactly as we planned, but it was still an awesome experience. Listen, it was 26 miles, not something that we were used to doing. From the Cook City side, all the documentation, all the paperwork on it says 6 miles uphill and then 20 downhill. And so that's why we went that direction. We started on that side. We got 6 miles in and we kept looking for the downhill. We were walking switchbacks and up on high mountains and on high hills, and it was a continual climb, it seemed like to us, but apparently it was lower in elevation. Listen, there were all kind of obstacles. There were rocks, there were creeks, there were boulders, there were animals. Some we saw, the dangerous ones we didn't see. There were beautiful cascading waterfalls and gorgeous mountain lakes. There were mountaintops and there were valleys low. There were highs emotionally and there were lows emotionally. When we got to the top, there was a cairn. Some of you know what that is. People, when they get to the top, to signify that they made it, they take a rock and they put it on top of other rocks and they build a little monument signifying that that's the peak, that's the top. And so we had some markers along the way. I want to tell you, there was a lot that we experienced on that trip. We experienced pain. We hurt. We experienced joy. We experienced somewhat of hysteria. There were times when we were laughing and we weren't sure why we were laughing. There was wonderment, wonder of God's creation. There was some uncertainty. There were times when you just happen to think, you stop and look around and it's quiet and you are in the middle of nowhere. You kind of know where you are, right? You have an idea of where you are, but there's this little thought that creeps in and says, am I lost? Am I where I'm supposed to be? But nevertheless, we continue walking on, hear me now, the beaten path. Why is it the beaten path? Because of how many people have traveled along that path. Their footsteps had beaten the path down to where you could see the direction that you were supposed to go. And I'm standing before you now, so the good news is we made it to our destination. Soon thereafter, I began to pray, and I began to seek God and tell Him that I wanted to see, spiritually see, and walk on the God-beaten path, on the path that He has walked before me, on the path that He has beaten down before me. I wanted to be able to see mile markers. I wanted to be able to understand. And here's the reality. Just about all that I described on that backpacking trip that we took are things that can apply to walking on this journey with the Lord. The God-beaten path is longer than 26 miles. But here's what you got to know. It's a path that God Almighty, the Creator of the universe, has cleared. It's a path that He has cut for us. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 9, a man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. Oh yes, God is going to see us through this pandemic. There is a pathway through this pandemic. How do we see that? How do we make sure we're on that path? Trust the Lord. Lean on His wisdom and submit every area of your life to Him. I want us to pray for just a moment. And once I pray, don't go offline. I've got something I want to ask you to do there in your living room with your family this morning. Would you pray with me in reference to us really yielding ourselves to God in these days and trusting Him and understanding who He is in our lives and what He wants to do in us? Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for Your word. Thank You for loving us and taking such good care of us. Thank You for making it very obvious today how it is that we make sure we are on the God-beaten path. Lord, thank You for reminding us to trust You, to lean on You, to acknowledge You in every area of our lives, to submit to You so that You will direct our path. You will clear a way for us to walk directly in Your presence and in Your power and victory on this earth. We love You. We thank You for all that You've done for us, Lord. Thank You for all these people that have gathered online today. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. So I have to say to you that I'm finding this to be awkward in some ways, coming to you live on Facebook. But there's something I want you to do in your living rooms when you go offline. If you would, I want you to take your phone or some device that you have and look up the song that I referenced earlier. Look up that song by Aaron Jeffrey. It's entitled He Is. And listen to it with your family. Listen to it with your family there in your living room. And then I've got a couple of questions that I want you to use in discussion there in your home. The first question is this. Ask your family and talk about this question. How do we know that we can trust God? And don't just be flippant and give it a one-word answer. Talk about how that you know that you can trust God. And then the second question that I want you to ask yourself is this. In what ways has the coronavirus impacted our family, and have we sought to acknowledge God in those circumstances and in those situations. In the way that it's impacted our family, have we sought to acknowledge God and honor Him and seek Him in these days? Hey, thank you so much for being a part of Church of the Rockies online this morning. I pray that God will bless you and that you'll have a wonderful, wonderful day the rest of the day.